It is in the character of God to give us deeper experiences on a daily basis. God has a word for you today. Victor Oluwadamilare of the Ecclesia Embassy brings you this life-enhancing teaching. Pay attention.
Let's go ahead and just bless the name of the Lord. Let's bless the name of the Lord. Lord, we bless you. 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 We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. When we came into the year 2022, in the season of the kingdom, the Lord gave us 7 strong and clear instructions. And then while we were there, as the worship was on, the Lord said, remind all that part of the instruction was hallelujah must not cease from their mouth, no matter any given situation. And then he said to me, he said, 2 more days to go for the year 2022 to come to an end. He said, many of them have not exhausted their hallelujahs for me. He said, I should tell you that. So you see, what was amazing was, you know, he started with the Holy Spirit. Did you notice? And then suddenly he switched to hallelujah. So I couldn't worship again. I was just smiling and looking at him. Who touched this guy just now? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And then, are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said, you have to exhaust your hallelujah. So it's not about them singing now. You exhaust it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Remember, I gave you the scripture I gave. Psalm 109, verse 30, Message Translation. Psalm 109, verse 30, Message Translation. Let's read. Everybody, one, two, go. Wait. Is it you, Ito? Wait. I'm singing these hallelujahs, not in your room. Little brother, you don't understand. Ever since you told me to be shouting. He said, surrounded by crowds. So in case where you are even standing, it's only scanty. You will need to go to the middle of some people. And don't look at me again. Keep saying it. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Go out. You can go out. Speak to the air. Go out. Speak to the trees. Speak to the ground. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. every one of us who are facing this direction right now. So we go front there, back there, left next, right next. Is that okay? Are we giving God 777? Did you hear what I said, somebody? Are you ready? When you are singing, when you are declaring hallelujah, you are not declaring hallelujah, hallelujah like this. Are you getting me? Do you understand? Hallelujah. Are you ready? Do it spiritually. I hear and I speak and it confirms. That is left for you. Do it spiritually. Don't just do it because they say we should do it. Are you with me? Are you ready, somebody? Let's go. On your chest as a point of reference to God. Father, our hearts are indicting good matters as you speak again your word into our soul. Thank you for the power in your word that is able to make us see clearly from the pages of the scriptures and bring us into dimensions of enlightenment and illumination. Holy Spirit, this will be made available by you. You are the Spirit of the Word. Therefore, breathe upon our hearts right now. Amen. And let your word be clear to us. Amen. That we might apply ourselves to scriptures. Amen. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Good afternoon, everyone. It's my joy again to stand before you to bring the word of God. Can we see the flows of the word we had thus far enjoyed from God upon this platform of Gilgal, a place of spiritual realignment, renewal, and refiring? So by the Spirit of Christ, we came into it looking at aligning for the wells of the Spirit, that we moved on to opening the portals of destiny. We saw drawing from the wells of the Spirit, and then we saw digging deep one, and it was about digging wells. And then we saw how to draw from the wells of the Spirit. And then from one instruction to another, God had begun to open us up to how we are to live our lives, not just for the sake of this Gilgal, but in our walk with Him, desiring to come into depths of Him. The things that becomes very essential so that we can enjoy God in His totality and fullness. You see, the kingdom of God is enshrined in instructions. As you keep walking with God, one thing that you will enjoy is that God will, per time, per season, per phase, bring you into instructions. And two major spirits you need to operate in them. First is the spirit of obedience, and then the spirit of faith. Because the things that God tells you, oftentimes, they are quite heavy for you to totally, first of all, assimilate, then articulate. Sometimes he tells you and it's beyond your brain. Guess what? One of those times the Lord said to me, when I give you instruction, I don't need your brain to calculate it. He said, what I want you to do is to operate by the spirit of obedience. Uncle, what the spirit of obedience does is that you hear the instruction and you move like a mumu. Even you, your fleshy self, will be saying, this is not me. This doesn't make sense. And at the entrance of the spirit of obedience in you, the spirit of faith takes you over. The entry point is the spirit of obedience. Ah, you can't continue with the spirit of obedience. The spirit of faith will push you on to ensure that you will not be bothered about the wind. You'll not be bothered about the storm. But just keep going. Where your faith exhausts is where your journey stops. Are you with me, somebody? So in your walk with God, as you crave to come into depths with God, He will instruct you. His instructions is not for you to debate. I don't talk about instructions. I don't debate it. Do this. Okay. Done. So it is after it is done, the people around will say, why are you doing this? Why this? Because it's not for debate. Where you miss instruction is this. I mean, you see, as I'm talking, let your mind begin to bellow through men of the scriptures. Go tell Pharaoh, let my people go. You can imagine. He now called Aaron and Miriam. Let's have a meeting. God just told me to go and tell Pharaoh. What do you think? Or Abraham, give me your son, your only son, the one you love. Sarah, come, let's have a, you know, I love you, my dear. Let's talk. I don't want to make decisions over this family without you. God is telling me to give Isaac. What's your plan? He told Peter, hey, cast the net this side. You can imagine, he can, sir, hold on. I'm the chairman of the Fishers Association in Jerusalem. Let's have a meeting first, then I'll answer you. He told John and James, he said, hey, move, follow me. Bible said they dropped their net and they followed him. So we can continue, sir. We can continue. You know what was amazing for me? Let me say this and it will help you. And you see, there's what we call the law of principles when it's got to do with bibliology. Listen, you see, when and why principles are so essential is that when you pick, can I have a manual Bible? I call it manual. Sorry, forgive me. Forgive me, please. Forgive me. When you pick this and you see first mention, there are instructions and principles in it that determines how everything will flow based on that thing. As simple as this. Thank you. Look at this. As simple as this. We saw the first time God made a promise about the Holy Spirit. Follow this. Follow this. You will get it. And God said, the Holy Spirit will come. And it will come as power. But tarry in Jerusalem. You hear this. If the disciples had gone to Judea, the Holy Spirit won't come.
Yes, sir.
If they decide to go to John's house, since John was the person that saw Jesus live on the cross, and Jesus said, behold thy father, mother, behold thy son. it wouldn't have worked. So stay in Jerusalem. Jesus went ahead and said, you must be in one accord. If they had gone ahead and said, you see, it's not easy in this generation, we have to use social media, so we'll be doing prayers online. Do you see? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? And he told them the range from the time of the Passover to the space of the Pentecost is when you will gather. That's a message, a full message for another day. And then they gathered, the Bible said, at the upper room. There is a room called the upper room. Now, the upper room is actually a room at the gate of Jerusalem that is high. So before you now can say everywhere is upper room, relax. And then they gathered at the upper room. How many of them? 120 of them. Hello, sir. These are all instructive. And they stayed there. And the Bible said what they were doing was that they were praying. All I've said is so much is Acts chapter 1 from verse 13 to verse 26. All they were doing was that they were praying. They were praying. Then Acts chapter 2, which we overflog. It was when, one, tarry in Jerusalem, two, stay in the upper room, three, one accord, four, while they were praying. It was when those four instructions were sacrosanctly followed. That was when suddenly, on the day of Pentecost, exactly 10 days after they began to gather, the Holy Ghost walked in. Without singing, come, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come, oh, come. Holy Spirit, come. Without saying, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you promised us the Holy Spirit. Oh, come. Do you understand the problem about the believer of this generation? They followed instructions, and the instruction led to their distinction. Now, the law of principles that I just said suggests that it is from these same principles we can draw out an unusual encounter of the Holy Ghost for yourself. And that is why, when you come to a setup like this, or any one of any great man of God that they come for, and your heart draws to it, and you are there, don't go there with your own instruction. Because God uses men for men. God had told him how he's supposed to run. Are you with me, sir? So when you stay on the principle of instructions and the rules of principles, then you are sure that anything and everything will happen. That's just an addendum. Let me go to the light of today. Digging deep, part two. For those of us under ministries, hear me, sirs. Hear me and hear me, ma. For those of us men of God under ministries, and you know ultimately that God is calling you to your assignment, you will only do well and qualify for the next level of your own personal ministry if you obey the instruction crazily of the one you are under. Do you understand what I'm saying, sir? So when they say rise, rise, when they send timetable of order of service, follow it like a madman. Page to page, line by line. When they say do this today, don't look for your own. Do it just as it is. And then you find yourself, do you understand what I'm trying to say? You find yourself under a space that no devil can attack. And then you enjoy a grace from the vessel that your destiny and the ministry your destiny is connected to at that time. Am I talking to someone? You need to understand this. You must be, we must be lovers of instructions. I beg you. It's not about your logic. It's not about your feelings. It's just your instructions that you must obey. Do you understand? And when God begins to see that you are good in obeying corporate instructions, then he won't hesitate to give you particular individual instruction per time. I've tried to define instruction once. I said, instructions are raw materials for the construction of your destiny in distinction. Instructions are the raw materials for the constructions of your destiny in distinction. You can't go wrong by instructions. You can't go down by instructions. You can't be silenced by instructions. Are you with me, sir? So whatever he tells you to do, what do, sir? You do it. Jesus, sir, we talked about, you know what is alarming for me? We talked about that the beginning of Jesus' miracle was turning water to wine in John chapter 2. But sir, Jesus opened us up that, you see, the problem is this again, is the water to wine that is our emphasis. But no, the beginning of Jesus' ministry started by instruction. He got to a wedding. What was he even doing there? He's not even the MC. The Jesus, our master, our best man, our greatest guy. What was he doing there? Is he the one who gave this bride in marriage? No, sir. But he was showing to us a mystery that we are not paying attention to. No wine, no problem. Get the jars of water. Let me help you. Those jars, sir, they are not jars of wine. Can I repeat what I've said? Those jars were not jars of wine. Chika, Ellen, Tolu, they are not jars of wine. Do you understand? They are not bottles that the wine had been exhausted in. Those jars, according to the Jewish purification, were the jars that are put at the entrance of any occasion or house. They are put there so that you can wash, take note, your hand first, your feet, and then your face. Every Jew does that. Jesus didn't say, get me the empty jar of wine. He said, get that giant jar there. So six of them, fill it with water. Instructions. Go and serve the master of ceremony. Instruction. Hello, sir. Did you notice Jesus didn't pray? Now in the name of Jesus, I turn this water to wine. Join your hands, let's agree together to turn this water to wine. Jesus didn't say, carry it and give it to Mary. Jesus didn't tell them, taste it before you give it. They followed instruction as stupid as they can be. Yeah. I bought off it for SNU. The worst bowl you can think of. And then they carried it to the master of ceremony. Sir, even you, even me, I'll turn back. I'll quickly go and test it. Because you know you can be finished. Because you know it was water you put there. And the master of ceremony said, excuse me, wait, what's happening here? Covenant sense demands that people keep the best wine at the beginning. They serve us the best wine. So that Mugbomoya people, just people coming around, will not be eating the remnants. How come you people are giving us the best wine at the end? And that story ended, verse 11. And this was the beginning of Jesus' miracle, and he manifested forth his glory. Oh Lord, where is the glory of my destiny? It's embedded in instruction. I don't know what is wrong with you. So whatever he tells you to do, do it. If you're man of God, those of us under ministries, your man of God told you the stupidest thing, do it. There's a force that follows you when you get it done. Even if it is error, let me tell you the mystery about it. You see why I'm careful about things, and I decided to tactically exonerate myself from your personal decisions. I want to do this. It's your choice. It's not that I'm a weak leader, but I know the mystery. Let me tell you. You see, if I give an instruction, without even telling you it's the Holy Ghost, it's not the Holy Ghost, I just want to give and try to manipulate you. See what happens. If you do it, no matter the disaster at the back end of it, you won't experience it. It is me that will enter my head. That's the mystery of ministry that you don't understand. Forgive me, servants of God. There are a lot of winners, pastors around. See, no matter what Bishop Oyedepo tells you to do, if you do it, if it is wrong, if you didn't get the signal properly, you will escape. It's the one that will enter his head. So turn the side of the coin. When you now do it because he said, God said. And everybody is grumbling and mumbling and making noise. Doesn't matter. You enter a realm in God. That's why it's called wells of the Spirit. It's depths, it's dimensions of God. We have been doing Christianity by the shallow waters. So we are giving up. We are getting tired easily. We are looking for crumbs and crabs. Meanwhile, we are supposed to be catching whales and sharks. Instructions. Make sure, sir, you get set the teaching on instructions. Is that okay? It was the minister's flow 2020. Was it 2020? 2019, sir. Was it 2019 or 2020? No, it was in Asokoro. It should be 2020. The work that we had in Christ alone. She? Was it that one? Please, all servants of God, get it. Get it. There's no monopoly of knowledge here. Get it. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So you just escape. You escape everything. And enjoy your life in every fullness. You see, sir, one of the things that instruction does, Noble, is to set boundaries around you. So there are some things that cannot happen to you. You can be quoting, "Touch not my anointed, do my prophet no harm," and demons will be shooting you arrow. But when you are under instruction, it cannot touch you because it's a shield. Are you with me, somebody? Live by it. You know, I'm the most difficult human being to work with. Because as I'm saying something. They've not absorbed what I've said. I've canceled the other one. And I want them to deliver accurately. So I put them under pressure that they burst into tears and they are emotional about it. But there's nothing I can do. Your glory lies in you following me like a fool. Let me insult you. Like an idiot. Have you not seen Bishop Abiwe? How his destiny is being colored. How can someone marry three children in 1 year? And in 1 year again, they are delivering children again. That's color. Because a man decided to follow, to properly, alignment, sir. Properly align. So that every ray of oil upon Bishop Oyedepo flows to him seamlessly without struggle. Forgive me, if I have a better example I've used. So I will always go back to where I came from. So forgive me. I get what I'm trying to say. This is for every one of you. Wives, obey your husband. What is your problem? Are you a demon? Especially when you see that there's a hand of God somehow upon his life. And in a drive to walk with God, most of the things that God tells your husband will not make sense. It must not make sense. If it makes sense, it's not God. Because God does not speak to your sense, he speaks to your spirit. What is this? We have women who are torturing their husband because they want to be happy. Who told you marrying a man of God has to do with your happiness? I was very close to Mama Oyedepo. She cannot tell me she's happy. There are things I will not tell you here. Leave it. You think when you see her very calm and meek, looking like a true sheep, you think it's as easy as that? You think she doesn't have her mind? In one of the messages of Papa, he said, yes, in those early times, they call her dummy, because that was the truth. What nonsense is that? How can your husband be treating you like this? What is this? They called her dummy, and he said, that is why she has enjoyed dominion. See, he said, he knew that she couldn't die under that attack. Please forgive me. Forgive me if I'm going living faith. Forgive me, please. He knew he couldn't die. She couldn't die under the attack because he knew that she was still under covering of every instruction, every dime of instruction. Wives, let me speak to you. When last did you obey? Even the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 7 that you must obey your unbelieving husband.
Yes, sir.
Good man is here. He's the one that takes your pastoral care and your counseling maganas. And then he'll say, tell them, what do I used to say when it's got to do with my husband said this and the wife wants to make a decision? What do I say? Tell them
that they should listen to their husband.
I'll tell them, don't listen to me. Listen to your husband. You want to hear the truth? I also tell them, don't listen to God. Listen to your husband. If you capture your husband by obedience, you have won his heart. He will listen to God ultimately.
Yes,
when you now tell him, kneel down, I want to pray for you, give your life to Christ, he will give it. You don't understand some things. I used to joke humorously, but there's still humor in me, but that's the truth. I'm not telling you why should you, I mean, there's a particular woman who had already told good man, she has never missed a giga in her life. I'm coming for giga, I'll just quickly travel and come back and everything. And then he had already told me first staff that she said she will come back. By the time she got there, the husband said, "You are not coming back." She was not saying she will still come back. I said, "Go and tell her if I see her leg, this girl." Because let me tell you the humor there. If the man packs your load out, I won't marry you. What am I going to gain in destroying that person's marriage? Obey God. Obey God. Obey me as a man of God. Shut up. Don't obey me. Obey God. As long as you are under a covering called marriage, you follow the instruction till death under the condition and exclusion. If it is battery and a torture of your life, run for your life. Oh, he that has an ear, let him hear so I can strike the balance. So do you understand? I'm just allowing the Holy Spirit to flow with me. Is that okay? This is not what I want to say. I want to help you. I cannot respect you as a woman if you don't obey your husband. I will not. It's forbidden for me. It's forbidden to love you or be close to you under that disguise. Because as spiritual as you are, you see when to pick in to marry. You claim you are spiritual. As spiritual as you are, God still made him your covering. And you keep doing exactly opposite what he told you. You've not even gotten married. You're already controlling a guy. Are you a demon? That is witchcraftry. And you even brag with your friends. Anything I tell him to do, he will do. That man, you are a stupid man. What is that? Do you understand what I'm saying, somebody? You want to get to the depths of God and live in the wells of the Spirit eternally. This is how it is, sir. So every time God begins to bring you into levels, one after the other, based on instruction. Remember, I taught you something 3 years ago. Let God meet you where he last instructed you. Don't forget, beloved, I was sent to you. You were born to hear me. Let God meet you. He told me where he last instructed you. So if he told you, the last instruction he gave to you was be on your knees. Stay there. Others may stand up and go and drink water. Stay there. If rain meets you there, stay there. If pains meet you there, stay there. Let God meet you where he last instructed you. Speaking thongs, everybody, everywhere. Because there's grace for the spirit of obedience and the spirit of faith that will make you enjoy instructions. Speaking thongs, everybody. Go, Galemo, Shedabayesa. Skedabalande Rebosa. Elelo Shede. Selabados Kebea. Thank you, Jesus. So digging deep, part two, if I'm fast, forgive me. But I just want to do more reading as he gave me teachings and I wrote. So I will do more reading than even teaching. Is that okay? So if I'm fast, forgive me. So write as much as you can. Is that okay, friends? So I begin. A river flows over the land and its water is freely available for all those who want it. River flows over the land and its water is easily available for those who want it. The rain falls upon the ground and its water spreads to everywhere the rain touches. The rain falls upon the ground and its waters spreads to everywhere the rain touches. However, when it's got to do with well, It's not the same. It's not river flowing or rain falling. When it's got to do with well requires labor to access it. Well requires labor to access it. It must be dug. It requires a lot of mechanical approach, including equipment also to get it done. So we see that one of the things that becomes ready and very clear for us in approaching the waters in any well, any domestic well, is that we have to draw. We have to draw mechanically, labor. In modern times, they don't dig well by digging like that. In modern times, they use technology. Are you aware, sir, that digging well and boring holes is the same? Can I repeat what I said? Well digging and boring holes are the same. The difference actually between borehole and well digging is dimensions. So you see them, they carry that machine straight in drilling the borehole down to the earth. And then they bring it out. They even cover it, and then just one pipe brings out everything. But in well digging, is a space. And then it's the same. Guess what? It's the same water. It's the same underground water. Hey! Do you understand? But you see, God is an ancient God. There's no modern Christianity. It's ancient, rugged cross. So it's wells the Bible talks about, not borehole. Is that generation? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Am I talking to you, sir? Do you understand? Rivers flow, rain falls, wells under. So it is the water under, depths out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Yeah. So in the midst of all this, modern day well digging, ancient time well digging, modern day boreholing, drilling boreholes, one thing that is constant is this. Nothing changes. Labor is exerted. Labor is exerted. This is the reality that God wants to bring us into as we partner with Him to experience the depths of the Spirit in our digging wells. In drilling these domestic wells, some strong wells goes to 100 to 500 feet deep. And you know, the deeper the well, the deeper the assurance of the water. So the depth of the well, write this down, the depth of the well affects both the quality and the quantity of water you can have. The depth of the well affects both the quality and the quantity of water you can have. Why all these that I've said? I said this so as to say this. That nothing of eternal significance is found on the surface. Nothing of eternal significance is found on the surface. Nothing of eternal significance is found on the surface. Nothing of eternal value is gotten cheap. Nothing of eternal value is gotten cheap. Nothing of lasting effect is found easy. Nothing of lasting effect is found easy. So five things here. Number one, in digging wells, The deeper you go, the clearer the water. That's why boreholes are cleaner than wells. Because, you know, the best men can go sometimes can be 20 feet, 30 feet in digging it deep. Do you understand? But boreholes, 100 and something feet. Are you with me, somebody? 200 and something feet. Because there's a machine that supports it. I mean, are you with me, somebody? So number one, the deeper you go, the clearer the water in your well. You know, in digging wells, naturally, there are wells that you dig. After a while, you discover that you can't discover anything tangible. Are you with me, uncle? You will never see anything tangible until you go further. And then you begin to see. So you have to dig very deep. The same thing with the things of the spirit. Lord, I want to enter a dimension. And God will say, no. It will not take 1 hour speaking in tongues. It can't take 3 hours. Are you with me, somebody? So don't expect to suddenly arrive in a dimension of power that you are not logging in some very dangerous hours. Not just prayer, but fasting, sowing, sacrificing, serving. Are you with me, somebody? Number two. Also, in the process of digging well, the deeper you go, the harder it becomes. Yeah. Yeah. The deeper you go. You know, when you start, you will still be seeing small debris, small soft part of the earth. But the deeper you go, you now begin to encounter the core of the earth, where suddenly rock. You know, when they were digging the borehole of the Gilgal site, this geologist came up and, I mean, modern day is so sweet. So he came up with one funny machine like that, and it kept moving around the land from one place to another, and saw where water is higher most, and also saw that, okay, though it's in a space of rocks, there are still other wickeder rocks, if there's any English like that, right there. So he got a particular, there was a time, if you remember, we kept moving like herbalist. And he will check you something. The thing will go like this, two will go like this. And he just got a spot where you would dig very deep, but the water will never cease. And then he went. Are you getting what I'm trying to say, somebody? The deeper you go. When it began, maybe one of these times, just go to a site where they are digging borehole. When they begin, the machine will go, 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 go. Then when they are going deeper, oh my God, it's almost like a head mover. Because rocks, the deeper you go, the harder you become. I remind you, we're looking at digging deep, part two. Number three, the deeper you go, the more energy you exert. The deeper you go, the more energy that will be exerted. So as you keep growing in the spirit, you're not going to come into ease suddenly. Remember yesterday, one of the revelations we got is a guarantee point. The more energy is getting tougher. Are you with me, sir? Your body is even reacting. But among that, yeah, though our outward man perisheth, or our inward man is renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. So while we look not at the things that are of the flesh, but at the things that are eternal. For the things that we see now, they are temporal, they are subject to change. But the things that are of the spirit are eternal. And ultimately, all this process of sufferings, I'm flowing with the scripture, please. So begin to check the verses, I'm flowing. All this process of suffering, they work out for us an eternal weight of glory. It's a weight. I think I should have arrived in verse 18 now. Huh? Okay. 17 now. Okay. So I've returned back. 17. He said, okay. Huh? Weight of glory. Number 4. The deeper you go, the more viable the sustenance of the water. The deeper you go, the more viable the sustenance of water. If you want to experience sustained water supply, you have to go very deep. How many of us, maybe you can less identify with this. How many of us have seen or discovered that probably some of the houses we live in, sometimes we don't discover that our borehole fails. Has it happened to you? Okay, even if that's not happened to you, but listen to me. In the house I live in right now, I discovered that last year. So by this year, when I began to see such, I did shake again. I just discovered that after a season of time, it fails. So I was wondering, pumping machine, I changed. Pressure pump, I changed. So I called a plumber. And then I called the guy, actually good plumber. Huh? Because I've seen other wicked plumbers. There was one that Uncle Chuk sent to me. Oh, he tormented my destiny. And other ones. So, in fact, I gave the number to Mommy One. Did I give it to you, good man? Good. So I said, don't save any other. I'm not interested with his name. Good plumber. And he said, sir, what the problem is this. The digging of the borehole here didn't go so deep. I don't want to lie. I don't want to be very... He just gave a particular. I said, an average domestic borehole is so. Yours is half. I said, okay. And I said, sir, don't worry, sir. So he now said, the best, let's flush it first. And sincerely, after it was flushed, changed the filter or something, the water started flowing. So I got the wisdom. Huh? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? The other person that this man sent to me. I've suffered in this Abuja. I've suffered though. I had to buy 150 something sumo pump. Nonsense. I didn't even know that it was playing me Maradona. I was so stupid. So he now said, hey, we have to carry that you don't need it. It's not necessary. At the initial, I said, leave it. By the second day, third day, he said, Oga, are you sure you will need this thing? It was the good plumber that said, sir, it's just one thing we change and we'll sell it. Uncle Chuk is hearing this for the first time. Say, there's nothing you can do. It was in your generosity that you sent him to me. So now I now get people by my own spirit. You can't believe that was a Christian, a believer. He will come, bring his car, he'll be playing Christian music. This good plumber is a stark Muslim. I was even desiring that he was to pray and place his mask in front of my door. I don't care. Because what is my business with your religion if your character is not showing? Ask good man. We relate more with Muslims than Christians. We have suffered from so-called Christians. They will be doing the work and be speaking in tongues. Because they feel idiots. But Muslims will do a better job. And maybe I'm speaking to someone. You're very silly. They gave you an office work and you're speaking in tongues. Is that the reason they pay you salary? You're speaking in tongues and you're doing stupid things. And you're now being manipulative, you and our great men of God, being diabolical. Anybody that don't want to promote you, die by fire. He's a liar. Do you actually need to pray over your boss for him to promote you? If you do well, they'll promote you. Let me be sincere. And that's manipulation. And it's the God of all. That's why atheists are the richest. Because they follow success principles, money principles. The answers to all. Muslims are the richest. Because they follow principles. Have you heard of that Archbishop Basin? That was that story. It's not fictitious, it's real. T.L. Osborne came around. And after preaching, he needed to get back to America. You know, then it's in the early 80s, and there are no many, many airlines. And then he got to the airport. There was only one seat left. And TL and his wife must be in on that plane. And Archbishop said, inasmuch as, of course, they are delayed, because Archbishop is Archbishop, he's the lord of the territory. And Archbishop said, my name is Benson Idahosa. I came with some guests here. I need someone to vacate his seat for me. The Christians didn't answer. But one Aliko Dangote stood up. And in front of everybody, Archbishop said to Aliko Dangote, sir, you will be hearing it, but it's true. The people that know, because Archbishop talked about it. The people that know, it's true, said to him, say, young man, you will be so rich that even Africa will not be able to contain you. Muslim. I'm not interested if he's converted to be a Christian. What I'm interested in is actually the entire phenomenon that the wealth of the Gentile is converted to me. You are selfish. That's the truth. But he got a blessing. Probably you should be a believer that should get that word. Because prophets, you joke with them. You should be a believer that should get that word. Just one instruction and offer. Why? Other, what's that? I have an appointment. Jonathan, I can't do that. I can't do that. It doesn't just have private. I mean, just imagine Aliko Dangote going to Ero or Ibomhe or Arik and queuing. He destroyed it over his destiny forever by a simple instruction. I speak to someone. It's not about the story of Aliko Dangote that matters. It's what you must derive. Are you with me, somebody? Glory to God. You know, most of the time I find myself swaying out of what I'm saying. But I also discovered that all these side attractions are what matters most. Because they nail more information to your spirit. Are you with me, somebody? So number four, again, the deeper you go, the more viable the sustenance of the water. Because whether you like it or not, only shallow wells dry up easily. See, uncle, deep wells, even in dry season, they still produce water. Only shallow wells dry up easily. Only shallow wells are waiting for rain to fall. Deep wells don't wait for rain to fall because they've gone depth. Why? They are connected to the source. Hey, you can be connected to the source. Which source? Not man of God. God himself. Number five. The deeper you go, the more precious it is. The deeper you go, the more precious it is. That is, it becomes more costly and automatically becomes more valuable. You know, if you say you want to dig borehole, now hear this knowledge, because many of you, in the year 2023, you will build your house. Your amen is... I don't know who I'm talking to. But you are still struggling to pay house rent in the year end of the year 2022. But in the year 2023, you will build your house. Now, hear this. Learn this and don't let them deceive you. So when they tell you that, okay, this is the cost of the borehole, it actually varies based on the length you want to go. That the salt water does not mean you should not tell them to just study before you just go and invest. Do you understand? Based on the length. So the deeper you go, the more money costly. When they were digging the borehole in the Gilga site, they came up with a range of price. Because based on the rope and the two pipes and the things that will go, do you understand? And the energy and everything. So it was, we go deepest. We go deepest because of the atmosphere, the mountains, the rocks, the valley and everything. So the topography will not suggest that we should go shallow. So it's costlier. Sir, you know, the cost of a thing determines the value you place on it. Huh? You know these ice cream phones, these China phones. You can throw it anywhere. But if it is iPhone, Because it you know some from the prices are house rent. Huh? Huh? Plot of land, okay. Huh? So, you know the people in the church office? Something is happening. All of them have started going iPhone. There's a particular one I don't want to talk. He uses two now. I'm not looking at anybody. And they will be telling me, I've been using my phone for the past 4 years. They'll be telling me that I have to change. I say, me, change phone. It's not to say, hey, yo, and drop it. To do what? Will he change my voice? Especially when I'm not using phone in technology. So after Google, checking some information and Google News and YouTube and Sport News. Oton, how many people do I have on my contact list that I'll now be looking for one special approach? It's better than Apple. Can you see the advertising again? Well, you can imagine, you know, sir, you agree. Can I have a phone? No, I want to touch a good phone. Is there anybody with a good phone? Don't let me touch bad phone. No, just keep your phone to yourself. So I don't want bad phone to magnet me. They started confessing. Huh? They say iPhone 14 is the latest now. I hope is there any Ecclesian that has iPhone 14? You'll be my best friend now. Because I'm tired of iPhone, what is this one? 11. No, Gabriel has iPhone what? Gabriel? 11 Pro. Big boy. No, someone had iPhone 12 and 13 now. Huh? Okay, Stella that has traveled abroad. Okay, online Ecclesia now. Ah, Uniniko. 12. So all of you are studying yourself. Sir, do you understand? You know you can drop that. Can someone borrow me? It's not that friend. Don't be ashamed. Quickly. Let me see it. If it not, I don't want Android though. Ah, no, this one is good now. No, now. Gabriel, where's that your former? Julius! Bring it out. You can't bring it out. It's not here. Who? Your story will change, sir. Don't stand up. Just pass it. People, don't stand up. Don't stand up. Please. Just pass it. Pass it. Pass it forward. God bless you. Pass it forward. See, we use physical things to drive spiritual things. Stop going there. I'm not embarrassing him. Please forgive me if you think I embarrass you. Forgive me. Huh? So. So, you know, prayer is on now. Huh? Immediately something drops in your mind that you have to pick your phone and you have the two. Which and you have to pick only one. Which one will you pick? Because I think with these little words of mine, I hope I'm able to convince you that there are phones and there are phones. Please pass it again with joy. Your story will change, sir. You see, let me tell you where you have your faith in and you have confidence in. You see, some of those wicked guys in the church office that are now having iPhones, the phone they used to have is worse than this. Used to be worse than this, so relax. Eh? The difference between you and good man is time. Is that okay? So don't worry. Glory to God. You won't fail. In the name of Jesus. At this point, we want to drive some level of praying. but I play with so many scriptures for you. So never forget again, anything of eternal value and consequence will take time. Are you with me, somebody? Will take time. Will take time. Will take time. It's a process. The purifying of copper and the purifying of gold is the same fire, but time makes a whole lot of difference. What they call karat, listen to this, sir. What they call karat, 6, 12, 24, 48. What they call karat, 18. What they call karat in all these grades is actually intensity of firing and timing. The gold, the raw gold that goes through longer process is the one that comes out as better karat. There's nothing like fake gold. Do you understand? It's from the rawness of the gold, from the same source, but the processes are different. Time. Am I talking to someone? It's very important that you understand this. So we cannot play down on the cost, the sacrifice, the process we subject ourselves to in our desire to go deep with God, go far with God, go long with God. As we are getting set, tomorrow morning we are all departing. Make up your mind, 2023, you're going far in your service of God, your various churches. You're going deep in your walk with God. Very important. Thank God for all what all the great men of God will tell us in the 31st crossover night or in the 1st of January. But beyond that, make sure you go far with God. Deep with God. It speaks a lot. I will allow us to pray briefly. Then I will talk about something about time, which you cannot separate. The more time you spend on the word, the more time you spend on praying, the more time you spend on serving, sir, it will speak. Time is an essential commodity when it's got to do with depth with God. We can't separate it from the measure of the depth you want to go. Are you with me, somebody? Psalm 69 verse 2, so that we can pray. I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters, where the floods overflow me. You could see some communications of sacrifice, of soiling yourself just because you want to experience deep waters, deep mire. So I can experience deep waters. So I can enjoy overflowing. Ezekiel 31 and verse 4. Oh, one of the strongest scriptures the Lord had brought me to many years ago. The waters made him great. The waters will make you great. So I don't need to double emphasize again. You now understand the waters, depth of God, made him great. The deep set him up on high. With our rivers running round about his plants, and set out our little rivers into the trees of the field. Ezekiel 32, verse 14. 32, 14. Then will I make their waters deep, and cause their rivers to run like oil, said the Lord. So they deeper their waters, the oil they begin to enjoy. Depth. Take me deeper. Deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper. deeper than I've ever been before. I just want to love you more and more. How I long to be deeper in love.
Ezekiel 34 verse 18. Keep this scripture, this particular one. Ezekiel 34 and verse 18. For those of you who want to walk with God in a deep way, keep this scripture. Because it will suggest to you that this thing is not a small measure. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture. But you must tread, if you want to eat the good pasture, you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures. Huh? Get the picture. Can I help you? Don't forget, the scripture was written in those times. So God speaks based on what was available then. The farmer that is to go and harvest must walk through the harvest field. In the process of walking through the harvest field, he will trample on some of the things he wants to capture. I read again. The Lord will give you better understanding. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pasture. But take note, you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, in case you don't understand. And to have drunk of deep waters, you must foul the residue. So you must be ready to soil yourself to get what you are looking for. That's why those, maybe this will now make a little more sense. Those into manual works, like engineers, architects, artisans on the site, all these contractors. When they are working, they don't look good, sir. Huh? But let them finish. The money that comes for them cannot be compared. That's why if you are into true entrepreneurship, you will not want to be employed. You will not want to sit down in an office. Because that one is level grade. They give you money to give you something. But these ones, you dive into the sun, into unkind atmosphere, unkind offices to go and get contracts, and you go there to the market and struggle to this and get this. Hey, do you understand? What flows into you is more compared to the gentility approach. That's what God is trying to communicate there. You want to express the deep waters, fresh, crystal clear, deep waters. You must be ready to soil yourself to get there. Let's pray for a while. Rise to your feet. Now listen, listen. Rise to your feet, everybody. Listen. You see, why it becomes very essential that after you hear the word of God, that you are encouraged to pray, it's because what the word of God does is to create an atmosphere. Are you with me, somebody? The word of God always creates an atmosphere for you. It is in your prayer that you connect to the grace that supports and sponsors that word for that atmosphere creation. So when you come out of that service where the word of God had created an atmosphere, and you pray, the man of God or the men of God permitted you to pray for a while after the word, you know what happens, sir? You don't just leave the atmosphere, you carry the atmosphere. So men of God, under the sound of my voice, anytime you preach the word, when you are done, tell them to pray, to speak in tongues. But first of all, let's do the right protocol. Lift up your two hands and thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Thank him for his word.
Somebody give him thanks. I didn't do anything to receive it. You didn't do anything to hear it. So thank God for his word. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we bless you. Master, we honor you. No one like you. Take the glory. Take the praise. And take the honor in Jesus' name. So we have seen it. Digging deep. All that. The deeper you go, the more this, the reality of this, the stronger this. Now, go ahead and just take some time and pray in the Holy Ghost. Lift up your voice right now. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Rata bande sote skile kaprode arote sute tele prike tele kede rede bedo si tendele prekosa arosha tane rega banda lota brande kenso tele reko sekte kite pruba bande rude te tue skena mana ribene sute tele prekondo ridoto tele prunga na teda orakwa tuata me kotande suza ile kuze de benidi atonde le pruba kandosa ikwana le bende sonde rie kandosa ele prene kondo lo prege di dia sane kata me kendo lo prene asuzu le kapaya ikatosa ne vela ikebana to dalia koja da bata ikerebena zusku de te prepepeni Candele Mendoza, Igamarandosa, Nella Banda Ligabendo Conde Cate, Irana Manda Cesa, Ielevesa, Akelebano Tando, Lagapena, Cosande, Teto, Erebede, Ora Quatua, Suatua, Quatua, Suatua, Tante de Beta, Errena Banda Zuzonga, Prima Candele Copada, Errema Tandeta, Icalabaya. A celebella, a che depende, urude tete prima manda tu nella manda te, e le che mene, a che dosa yamanese, irrene babatena, a che dalla prava desigo baia hanese, ielo go baia, a cantiate, e repetu,
you are digging, you are digging. Keep digging, keep digging, keep digging, keep digging.
I Sante di akonda la banda fina makalo akwadwa la pena erabide yuriende pendo kofila kapruma bateto ekosi eswa la pade erabade bade bidi 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 katibali kote bade 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 aye kosa ne da deva ya ya heka bale atende repende kofraka asetosa ide kofa Maria Santa Prima Madonna Ayega di bala elle prema tu se se che pena a che do la prande pete uruka tu galica pata e rama di bodo 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 kuta a condo vele gidova e se le pelica tu a che le voti alla pelata mi madonna e che ne ruta teta a fini vanna a pele kudu a tete kudu a tanda de bramata e chi gage gano gabayata i prame se tie a che li atosa namayane Ayaka, a celebele, a locodoma, Ibayanata, a yellow gavaya, Ayaka never did that, a kilibaya, ya, 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 a qua locabaya, a yet a man, a kyagaya, a kitigaga, a qua dwale. Ayakata, ayakata, epenobaya, ekodobena, erodobina, ayakolana, ayalabena, ekolodoma, esunepeda, esunakama, eselebina, ekelabaya, esunepede, erodobodo, ikilevena, ayah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, let's remind ourselves, fix your eyes on the screen, God's people. And the deeper you go, number one, everybody, the clearer the water. Number two, the deeper you go. Number three, the deeper you go. Number four, the deeper you go. Number five, the deeper you go. Suggesting to us that our depths will speak at the end. Are you getting me, God's people? Your depths will speak at the end. Now listen, hear this. You see, they just concluded World Cup. Which nation won the World Cup? People are watching match. But the first game, they played against which nation? Saudi Arabia. Did they win or they lost? Argentina lost the first match against Saudi Arabia. The following day, when Saudi Arabia won Argentina, they declared public holiday. There was a video that just dropped on my YouTube and I saw the Sultan or the Emir of... They started giving them wells. Those players, they gave them wells for just one match. You see, let me say something here. The lesson here is very clear. You see, you can have chances. Suddenly you pray and then you felt power. Once a while. Those things happened once a while. But your depth speaks at the end. You can imagine how stupid they are now. First match, they won Argentina. They thought they have arrived. To make the matters worse, the next two matches, they lost. The same Argentina that lost the first match won the World Cup. Why? Do it tarries, wait for it. For at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 3. Listen to me, beloved. This thing you are going through, you are doing now, will speak. It's not even necessary that you should say amen. These are realities of the spirit. They will speak. Because investment of time is crucial. You know, when I see you young, great, fine guys and ladies, very young, 20s, below teens or teens and 30s, I get excited for you. But sometimes I wish I'm in your shoes. Bishop Odebo will not lie to you. It's going to be, I think, 60 next year or 2 years' time. 70. It's going to be 70. 70. It's going to be 70, 69 next year. So in 2 years' time, it's going to be 70. That's where I'm going to. Because Bishop Padebo is exactly 12 years older than him. Now, listen to me, sir. I hope you know Bishop Padebo cannot do what we are doing now because of his age. Oh, please, no. Please, no. He cannot drive like this.
Have you forgotten when Shiloh started? He will preach the early Shilohs, 1999. He will preach all the messages. But now, can't you see with style? He's sharing it. It's not that he wanted to share. His body cannot allow him to, but just to share. What am I saying to young people? Take advantage of now. What he's enjoying at the investment. Sipa Adeboye. He can't stress himself. I don't need to prophesy over Bishop Adeboye's life. Have you noticed Adeboye? He stays on one spot. But the early days of Adeboye, he moves up and down. You want to hear the truth? Adeboye said in one of the pastor's meeting, he said that he's not apologetic. He thinks he's the one that brought power, falling under power of the Holy Ghost. He's the one that brought it to Nigeria. Because he saw it from a Kedegenge. And I think 1979, he traveled to Tulsa and went to sow in Kenetegi's life. So I like this and I want it. But when age started telling on him, there's no much of gymnastics again like what I'm still doing now. I don't need to profess I'll be over Bishop Oyedepo's life. Have you noticed? He moves up and down. He has gone all over. He has toured all over that side. There will be a time he can't do that again. He will stay on one spot. And there will be words of deeper wisdom, because as the age comes in the things of the spirit, the deeper the wisdom. And then he will be dropping it on one spot. Please, I beg you, take advantage now when you're not having backache, because backache will come. When you are growing old, young people, see, even if we stop and close by three again, you see, just see, get into some things. Your depth will speak at the end. Sit down. Let me shift this to the next level. So what am I saying? Please keep writing now. I'm flowing now. Time investment is so crucial. In your quest to experience the depth in the wells of the Spirit over your life and destiny in the long run. Time investment is so crucial. The time you put in determines what you get out of it. You put in more time to fasting, you get something out of it. You put in more time to serving, you get something out of it. You put in more time to sacrificing, you get something out of it. You keep putting more time to pray. It's crucial. Four things to note here forever when it's got to do with time. Hear this, sir. Four things. Number one, what you make out of your spiritual life. What you make out of your spiritual life is a function of what you do with your time spiritually. What you make out of your spiritual life is a function of what you do with your time spiritually. I say it again. What you make out of your spiritual life is a function of what you do with your time spiritually. It's self-explanatory. I don't need to bother you about explaining anything. Number two, who you are or who you will become in the spirit. Who you are or who you become in the spirit is a product of the use of your time spiritually. Who you are or who you become in the spirit is a product of the use of your time spiritually. So if you're giving time to mundane, carnal things, earthly things, you will repeat. It's very simple. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the spirit shall of the spirit live life eternal. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 8. Number 3. The length of the time you spend and invest determines what you come out with. The length of the time you spend and invest determines the quality you come out with. I repeat again, the length of the time you spend in a course, in a spiritual course, fasting, praying, studying, obeying, serving, sowing, sacrificing, determines the quality of what you come out with. Look up, beloved. You know, in school, in the university, high institution, anyone, polytechnic or college of education, there are courses of 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. Huh? Because we all entered year one together, are we going to come up with the same certificate? Is it making sense? Huh? So, for instance, someone went to study English. I'm just concerned. How can you go and study English? We are speaking English now. Please don't take it personal. Please don't take it personal. Someone went to study their debts. Someone went to study English. They all entered year one together. Another person studied, went to study law. And they are all in the same faculty. Faculty of Primary Social Science or whatever. Huh? I ask you a question. Which year will the English student graduate? 4 years. Law, uncle? After 5 years, uncle? Law school. So, the time invested is different. So what they come out with is different. Even between law students. Huh? The one that is just getting up and down in town and misbehaving. And the other one that is sitting down to study and study and study. It's not a prayer point. On the day of graduation, we will see the difference. You entered the same school. You say you are in the science department and they gave you other courses, biology, chemistry, and like I've always said, those people that study biology, chemistry, zoology, botany, anatomy, physiology, all of them actually wanted to study medicine and surgery. So everything, jam their destiny. They went for alternative and then they did 4 years. And then to study medicine and surgery is 6 years. And then after that, they will still do residency. And then housemanship. And then the process like that. Huh? So after that, they become a consultant. Huh? Do you understand? The time will prove. Are you with me, somebody? The time will prove. So you can't claim that the university is university. Course is course. And you could see because of the depth of the knowledge of those special courses like engineering, architecture, medicine and surgery, law, they do extra years compared to 4 years. Are you getting me, sir? I just needed to strengthen this to help you in the communication that the Lord is having us have right now. There are things that God is allowing you to go through with time. It's because you have to come out more qualified, more stronger, more spiritually healthier, more spiritually capable to be able to carry the pressure of your destiny assignment and your destiny call. So there's nothing to compare with. Don't compare yourself with anyone. For some of you, what God is asking you is a generational investment. Because you are not just to do your destiny assignment and end like that. Children and children's children are to partake of your investment. So it won't be the same. For some of you, as servant of God, it's not just a branch pastoring that you are to be. You are to be an apostle. To open territories for the kingdom. So the investment cannot be the same. So the time logged in cannot be the same. You know, I used to tell my children, I used to warn them, I said, stop this nonsense. But still, nevertheless, when their result came the last time, those of them in university, they still make those stupid statements. I'm still the best in my department. I said, are you stupid? I've told you, change your mentality. What's my business with your best in your department? You are on 4.0, 4.3, 3.9, 3.8. You are saying you're the best. What has best got to do with that? Who cares about that? Who wants to celebrate that nonsense? I said, until you are the best in the world in your department, I'm okay. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because understand what God is demanding of you is different from the person next to you. Stop comparing yourself. One of them, the first year, got 4.6. So I scolded the life out of that time. And the child started crying. It's not like that. And still, I said, you're very stupid. And you're still arguing with me. Are you okay? That was how I spoke. I said, are you okay? Can you imagine? A child on 4.6, 4.7. I'm still shouting. I said, your head is not correct. Get out of my room. I dare you not come out with first class. You see what I will do to you. As I vowed, I will not leave you. I will help you. I will invest in you. But for you not to come on first class, forbidden. So do you understand? Because not now. I'm the best in the development. Nobody has ever, even those that have gone. I said, who cares about that local nonsense? I'm saying this to say this. Stay on your lane. Others are not coming for service. You keep coming. Stay on your lane. Others are not obeying totally. You keep obeying totally. Stay on your lane. Others are not investing the way you are investing. And probably it's even looking as if maybe your team leader, even your man of God, is even still showcasing them more than you that is investing more. Stay in your lane. Others are coming for, there's no rehearsal you miss and they don't still give you mic. Don't worry. Stay on your lane. And there's someone that just comes once in a while or travels and comes, like some of them, and they give them mic. Stay on your lane. Don't worry. Don't worry. Are you with me, sir? None of these investments will go unrewarded. Don't say amen. It's not necessary. Believe me. It's a spiritual reality. Are you getting me, beloved? Glory to God. Number four. Ultimately, your impact in life and destiny is determined by your life investment of time. Ultimately, your impact in life and destiny is determined by your life investment of time. I say it again. Ultimately, your impact in life and destiny is determined by your life investment of time. Because at the end, time and chance happens to them all. It's one scripture that used to trouble me. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 11. Time and chance will happen to all of us. So we will end up in life by the kind of time investment we put. You know, uncle, you made a statement on Sunday and I went back and I reflect. In fact, that was the peak of the service, one of the peak of the service for me. You said, when we were younger, instead of us not, the money we wasted in drinking beer and all these things, we'll have known that it was, we should have used it for the kingdom, for missions. I mean that, you know, it's little statement like this that troubles me. I slept over it, I troubled, I said, Asha. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? What I got from it is my own business. I just want you to understand. Are you getting me, sir? This thing always speaks. So for now, it may look as if, you are overdriven, you are stressed, you are doing this, you are doing that. No. God knows what He's preparing you for. So what am I saying? Use your time wisely. Respect your time. Plan your time. Don't allow your time to just go the way it wants to go. The bad news is this: time flies. But the good news is this: you are the pilot. I say it again. The bad news is this: time flies. But the good news is that you are the pilot of your time. You can control it for yourself. So plan time, Jaff. As you return back, plan time. Know when you are to pray. Know the day you are to fast. Know what you are to log in. Don't just assume that anywhere belief is. As things go, no, it can't be. Invest your time. You know, it's so amazing, sir, that life itself is measured by time. They call it lifetime. You see, call to glory, a life well spent. Time, it is always call to glory. 1970 something to 2000 and something. Yeah. Time. And I like that, call to glory. So you can't even see your own glory on this earth until time is measured for you. It's not until where you go and meet your Lord. Huh? You want to see glory on this earth? Time. Whether you like it or not, if I see what you are doing with your time now, I can predict your future. Whether you like it or not. You see why this is very essential? Because as a spiritual being, even your prosperity financially and all in all ways, all around prosperity, is tied to your spiritual state. Except you are not born again, you are not in the kingdom. But as a spiritual being, see, the time you put in your spiritual well-being matters. Don't let anybody deceive you. The people out there in the world can jump up and they can spend 24 hours in walking. You cannot. You have to log in sometimes to try to sustain whatever you want to become out there. Because if you don't, you'll be attacked. You'll be troubled. You'll be maimed. You'll be destroyed. Because you don't want to subject to the rules of the world. So I encourage you. You must have this understanding. I want to understand the understanding of times. Remember the sons of Issachar. What made them different from all the other people in Israel was they understood the times and the season. 1 Chronicles chapter 12 and verse 32. You must be able to decipher the time. Are you with me, somebody? Live here with this truth. In the evening, I'll bring a word by the Spirit of God that I gave to me for you. The making. Live here this day. Live this Gilgal with a resolve that I'm the pilot of my time. I will not let it fly anyhow. I'm not against social media. Do your social media. Social media, a day, I'm giving you 30 minutes. Can't you see what social media is doing to you? Borrow me your phone again, uncle. Thank you. Immediately you pick that demon. Forgive me. You know what I mean. We need social media to also spread the gospel right now. Immediately you pick that demon, sir. For one post to another, for one this to another, for one platform to another, you will discover you struggle to pray 1 hour, but you are enjoying 3 hours on social media. True or false? It's a force. And you know what it's doing? It's contending between your destiny and your now. It's a fight. And you don't know. The people of the world can do it and escape. You can't do it. Because you're of the kingdom. So I encourage you, be the pilot of your time. No matter how time flies, control your time. You're in charge. I pray this time. I talk on phone this time. I check my mail this time. I respond to correspondence this time. I study the word this time. I go to church this day from this time to this time. No debate. No argument. I go for my service in where I serve. I go, I serve there this time. Guess what? I enjoy TV this time. For you think it's only spiritual. Huh? I watch football from this time to this time on this particular day. Invest. So you can be all rounder. Huh? Huh? Do you understand? Am I talking to someone? And in case, let me strike a balance. In case the Lord will say, no more TV again. It's between you and God. Make sure the Lord told you. Can I say something? You may not like what I'm about to say, but I'll say it. Because the Lord is teaching me every time. Please be careful. Don't wake up and make some stupid decisions. For instance, in this your drive on trying to talk about you growing spiritually, don't go 40 days except God tells you. Don't invest in long fasting except God tells you. Now listen to this, sir. If God tells you go 3-day dry, what he has made available, there is a support system that will supply strength to you. So you mean lead brother has not eaten from the beginning of Gilgal and then he's not making noise and still singing and not sleeping well? How is he doing it? Relax. There's a support system. For those of you that goes 40 days, make sure it is God. Even Jesus did not go 40 days by himself. The Spirit drive him to go 40 days. See, I'm telling you this not because I studied the word. God told me. Elijah also, the other one that went 40 days, he went it because in 1 Kings chapter 19, the angel came and served him a dangerous meal. He ate it and went in the strength of 40 days journey. I beg you, don't be spiritually stupid. All in the name that you want to brag and tell people, I just did this. No. If God does not sponsor it, don't do it. He told me. This is the third year he had told me. I'm just telling you now for the first time. So don't bring yourself into unnecessary stupidity. And then you are going 40 days. By the 14th day, you're almost dying. That's not God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Not that they shall die in it. The proof that it is of God is that. So if I blow you now, despite I've not eaten for 3-4 days, you may die. Don't let me blow you because I feel like blowing you. Yes, how you send that plumber to me? Are you hearing me, angel? Are you hearing me? Don't do it because people are all these funny things. For men of God, be sure. Living faith may declare 21 days. Redeemed may go 50, 70. That is their capacity. Don't bring the people under your care, under what God has not supported. So that you won't suddenly see that you go 21 days because you saw you are copycatting. Suddenly, living faith is growing after 21 days. Your own church has depleted because God is not supporting it. He that has an ear, please hear this. It will rescue you from spiritual bankruptcy and stupidity. Is that okay? Let me read through this. Listen, because I have just 11 minutes more. The Lord said to me to tell you that getting into the depth of the Spirit, you must be ready to sacrifice. He said, depth is measured by the amount you are ready to bear, to let go, the time you are ready to suffer, the things you are ready to part away with. Depth is measured by the length at which you can go far. It's a depth of the Spirit. Takes more of sacrifice from you. He said, you must lose you to get into the depth of me. You must lose you. I typed it here, you, capital U, inverted comma, open and close myself. You must lose the you, your identity, to get into the depth of Yeshua HaMashiach. He said, no one dives into the deep with loads, weights, and extra baggages. How true. No one dives into the deep of the whole waters with loads, with extra baggages, with weights. No one. He said, you surrender to things you come across while diving in the waves of the water. Huh? Sir, when you are swimming at the surface of the water, you are fine. But when you get to the deep, it's the waves that will be controlling you. So if for instance you were holding me to help me, sir, the waves will control you to the point that you have to drop me to save your life. He said, what you give away in getting into the depth is sacrifice. You have to sacrifice something for the other. You sacrifice your sleep for greatness. You sacrifice your food so you can enjoy some spiritual sensitivity. You can sacrifice your time of pleasure, relationship with others, so you can have relationship with God. You sacrifice your time of pleasure and enjoyment so that you can invest in serving God. What you give away in getting into the depth is sacrifice. He said the next phrase to me, and that was touching for me. He said, depth is scary. Depth is scary. When you go into the deep, fear will catch you. Huh? Maybe underground grave, the more you go inside. Huh? Caves, the more you go inside. Or there's something that can help you go deep. Fear will be catching you. Or you'll be hearing, experiencing some things that are strange. The Lord said, depth is scary. So also in that of the Spirit. He said, launch into the deep with prayer, fasting, serving, sowing, studying, sacrificing. Ah, and then he said this to tell you, to encourage you, but at the same time to place the responsibility on you. He said, you must outgrow your business, your career, your ministry, your assignment to grow them. I will explain that. You must outgrow your business, your career, your ministry, your assignment to grow them. Listen to me. That's your desire to see your business grow, break forth on every side. It's not by desire. Your business will grow based on your own personal growth. Oh, because in the depths of the Spirit, it is not given unto you according to your desire. It's actually given unto you according to your growth. Because they will not hand it over to you. Debt, I'm talking about debt. They will not hand it over to you because you want to enjoy it. They will hand it over to you because you have the capacity for it. I want to do 4 businesses now, and I want to be touching millions as profit, so I can see the nice stuff, so I can pay my tithe in 6 figures. It's sounding nice, huh? So I can pay my tithe in 7 figures. It's sounding sweet, but it is not the reason why you enjoy it. God said, I should tell you, you grow spiritually, you will grow the business. Your spiritual growth will grow the business. Oh, shit. Are you with me, somebody? It's time to log in into you. There's something you have to sacrifice. You have to let go so as to go up and grow deep. Let me end this way. There's this perversion that is very clear. All of us are on the same level. The businessman that is of the kingdom and the same businessman that is of the world. And the businessman of the kingdom actually just thinks it will happen like that. I'm talking about sustained breakthrough. I'm not talking about just one chance that I'm not talking about just flashes. That you just hit one major breakthrough profiting, and after that, it's until 4 years' time, you add another one. Huh? See this perversion system. So you see them sacrificing their peace for power. Huh? They will sacrifice their peace for power. They will sacrifice their personality for pleasure. They will sacrifice people for progress. Hey, they can ask for their mother and they will give their mother. Then my mother die as long as I progress. They will sacrifice their personal relationship for position in society. We can't make you a chief until you bring your first son. Huh? They will sacrifice their tomorrow for their now. It's a perversion system. Because when it's got to do with greatness in every dimension of the world, there's a sacrifice. Rise to your feet. All I see is you. Just to worship and adore you. I yield myself to you. This is where I want to be. In your presence, oh God. All I see is you. All I see is you. Just to worship and adore you. I yield myself to you. This is where I want to be. In your presence, oh Lord. As I listen for your voice, as I listen for your voice, you refresh my soul, my spirit. I yield myself to you. This is where I want to be. In your presence, Lord. One more time. As I listen for your voice, as I listen for your voice, you refresh my soul, my spirit. I yield myself to you. I yield myself to you. This is where I want to be. In your presence, oh God. Now I'll raise your voice to him. I lose myself. Hey. I lose myself. Soaring high like an eagle. As you carry me in the wings of the Spirit. I lose myself. I lose myself. Lift up your two hands everywhere. Like the eagle. As you carry me.
As you carry me in the wings of your Spirit.
You're in control.
You're in control.
To you, I surrender my heart to you. You're in control.
You're in control.
My God, you're in control.
You're in control.
One more time, Jesus, the Son of God, you're in control of my life.
You're in control.
So, Father, we have heard your word,
And your word has left us with so much responsibility to apply ourselves to. Your word has broken many things in our hearts, injected many things into our spirit, pummeled and molded our thoughts and our characters. And we are subject to it right now with the thoughts in our spirit that only you can help us get it done. So we take grace, oh God, that you will help us. That we'll not just be hearers and writers of the word, but we'll be doers and livers of the word. We leave the word out. Thank you, Father. Speak in tongues, everybody, briefly. Speak in tongues, everybody, everywhere. Oh, yeah, You're in control.
We believe you took note of the key lessons in this audio resource material and much more. You are ready to take steps in line with all you just heard. It will delight us to be a part of your growth process. Worship with us at the Ecclesia Embassy, Guzape Asokoro Extension, Abuja, or reach out to us today on 080-3400-7867 or 090-600-9500. You can also find and join our online community at Ecclesia Embassy on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.